Hello, and welcome back to Ginger Biz, the podcast. I'm Katie, your host, and today we're going to be discussing setting boundaries in business.
I'm a ginger who snaps photos, but my real jam is business. Originally from the Pacific Northwest, now kicking it on the East Coast. I'm a successful entrepreneur who wants to share my passion with the world. We will walk through my journey as an entrepreneur while balancing motherhood, a full-time executive role, and living life to its fullest. This podcast will be an educational resource on entrepreneurship, a raw, uncut look at motherhood, and a place for you to find encouragement. Whether you're exploring entrepreneurship, been at it a couple years, are a mother, a full-time employee, or just want a good laugh while learning, put your headphones on because we're diving in. I'm Katie, and I'm so excited to have you here.
Boundaries in general are so important. Boundaries in life, in relationships, in business, in everything. Boundaries in business help you stay on top of your priorities and turn away things that don't lend towards your goals. Boundaries are simply limits. Now, I have not always been the best with boundaries, and I've been accused of being a workaholic more than once. But really, I'm just a passionate, determined individual who wants to succeed at everything that I do. And because of those things, I've had to be very intentional with setting boundaries, because otherwise I can get lost in the motion of the ocean and just kind of go with the flow. In recent years, I've definitely done much better at setting boundaries in business so that I make sure that I prioritize other things in life as well. And depending on what phase you are in your business and in life, you'll find that as things change and each chapter comes new challenges, your boundaries may have to change as well. Once I became a mother, my boundaries definitely got more solidified as well as stronger, and I learned to respect them more. Even though I've always been the one that's self-imposing these boundaries, now that I have a child, I'm definitely more intentional with listening to them and respecting them. And that's just because I want to make sure that I have quality time with my family and I'm still running a successful business. Setting boundaries is a form of self-care. Think of them as guidelines to help yourself be successful while protecting yourself and time. Here are a few signs that you need to set boundaries in your business. You feel burned out. This is a huge one. When we are doing so much for our businesses, it's easy to experience burnout, then making it harder to do the things that we love. So that's one sign that you need to revisit your boundaries. Another would be that you can't slow your mind down. As entrepreneurs, we always have thoughts going around in our minds, mental checklists, to-dos, and the things that we think we're forgetting creeping in. I don't know about you, but there's been times when I've been sleeping at night and I roll over and I wake up and all of a sudden like five things pop in my head. Like, oh, did you do this? Oh, you need to do this. Oh, you need to do this. And then I'm tempted to grab my phone or a notepad just to jot them down so I don't forget so that I can go back to sleep. But then that's a whole process. And I know that at least half of you raised your hand being like, yep, that's me too, because it's hard not to let those things creep in. Again, we keep those mental checklists. So it can be challenging not to slow your mind down. And if you're experiencing that, then it's another sure sign that you should revisit your boundaries. Now, the third thing that I think is a sure sign that you need to reset those boundaries is that your life in whole is suffering and struggling. So you're struggling in other areas of life and relationships because business is overflowing into them. So maybe business is going okay, but like, let's say as a photographer, you booked like crazy in the month of October. And so your relationships with your family are struggling because you haven't had enough time with them, or you can't slow down because you're constantly having to edit photos and stuff. So that's another sure sign that you need to revisit the boundaries that you have in your business. Those are just clear signs. There's definitely a lot of other things that could play into needing to set boundaries, but I want to dive into like, what do boundaries in business look like? So, great question. Thanks for asking. Boundaries have so many positive impacts, such as like managing work-life balance, staying focused, avoiding conflict, and so much more. So it's never too early to set boundaries for your business and for yourself. Here are some boundaries to consider Make them your own and make them work for you, because we all have different strengths and skills, so boundaries that support those is so important. The first one that I'll say is setting office hours. We don't have to be available every moment of every day. I check my email once, maybe twice a day, but I'm not always tied to it just because I wouldn't get anything done elsewise. Setting office hours allows for clear expectations for you, your family, and your clients and customers. Don't respond to messages outside of your office hours, and if you do find yourself with extra work time outside of your normal office hours, use a scheduling tool like Boomerang or whatever your email provider offers to schedule the message to be sent out during office hours. This was a big one that I used to struggle with early on in business. I thought that I needed to respond to every client all the time. And I would say that a lot of my clients validated that feeling for me because they'd be like, wow, you're the first to respond. And sometimes they would book me before any of the other photographers they reached out to even replied, simply because I was so eager to get back to them. But then it was like a ball and chain because I was constantly governed by emails shooting through on my cell phone. That was too stressful. So then I went the other direction. I completely deleted email off my phone. Now, this isn't for everyone, and it only works some of the time for me, but I deleted it completely off my phone so that if I was doing something, I wouldn't be tempted to want to respond to an email, and it would eliminate those distractions. So the times generally that I will do this are if we have a planned vacation, or the other time would be if I know I'm working 100% at home or in the office, and I will be checking my email in the morning at the start of work and towards the afternoon at the end of work. Those are the two main times that I will delete it. But if it's like a normal work week and I'm in and out of the office and I don't have a lot of like stuff scheduled, I'll leave it on my phone because it's not a big deal. I'll just swipe it away. But that's also because as I've gotten older and matured in my business, I know that I don't have to respond every waking moment. Whereas 10 years ago, I felt that way. So it was a lot harder for me to use my self-control to overcome the need to want to respond to someone. And again, my clients were validating those feelings because they would literally be like, wow, you are so fast to respond. Let's book you ASAP. That means that you're going to be so attentive and we want you. Again, full transparency. I still generally respond within 24 hours of receiving an inquiry. And for a lot of business owners, that's still pretty quick. And I haven't lost clients for any other reason except for because we weren't a good fit. I think that I had one other client more recently that went ahead and booked with someone else because I just was slow to respond. But honestly, the back and forth of trying to get it scheduled just wasn't working for me anyways. And so I think it was for the best. But outside of that, like, it doesn't seem to pose any issues because when I book with a client, I want it to be so intentional and so thought out. I don't want it to be like, quick, whatever you get in right away, ASAP. Like, I can't wait. I have to do this ASAP. That doesn't work for me unless it's an emergent situation or unique circumstances. Like a couple years ago, I had a bride whose mother had cancer and it turned out to be terminal. And so that was very, very, very urgent. And so that's, again, a situation that, like, yes, I will do whatever I can. But outside of that, photography is not, it's not life-saving surgery, so it doesn't matter with that urgency. I want it to be super intentional, super thought out, and making sure that we're doing it at the right time of day and all those things. So there's a long-winded way to say that people don't need me to respond within the first 5 seconds of them sending an email. And then additionally, there are times when, like, I have a second wind, or I'm not super tired at night, or my work week has been a little bit slower, so I can dive into working later at night because of all these circumstances. And I try really hard not to send emails at that time. I will schedule them to go out the next day at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. within my business hours. That way, clients get used to the expectation that I will respond during certain times. It's also super helpful for my family because they know that if I get an email at 6 o'clock in the middle of dinner, I'm not just going to need to like sit down and take care of that. And it's not going to just keep itching away at me until I scratch it. Like, they know that that's their time with me and the client can wait. And similarly, the client learns to have those expectations as well. I have an automatic responder that tells them when they can expect a response, being a new inquiry, being a, you know, another vendor, or being a contracted client. So it's just setting clear expectations. The next thing I would say is create a mission statement and values for your business. Now, I have another episode that talks about mission statements. You should definitely listen to it because it's going to tell you all about what you need to know for writing a mission statement and why it's so beneficial. That should be episode 40 for you to check out, all about mission statements. So using a mission statement and values for your business will keep yourself accountable. For us, it's super important for me to keep Sundays as a family day. So in my core values and mission statement, it supports that, especially my core values. I work full time and I run a business, so Sundays are the only days that we can keep for us. If I'm tempted to take a client on a Sunday, I first ask myself these questions. Can this be done on a different day? Can I move family day to a different day that week? Is it worth the money? And how busy of a month is it? Depending on these answers, I get my answer while staying true to my boundaries. There are some exceptions to not working on Sundays, but it has to align perfectly for me to say yes. So an example of that would be if I have nothing booked on Saturday, I could have family day on Saturday. We can go to church Saturday night rather than Sunday, and then Sunday I can do the session. Or I try to move it to a different day. I have some returning clients who often prefer Sundays, but because they know that I protect Sundays, they're willing to move it to a Saturday. Recently I shot a baptism that was on a Sunday, but that was because it's a baptism and it was a church and, you know, they didn't have the opportunity or availability to move that date. And also the mom, poor gal, she didn't find out until like a week before that the church had accepted her application for the baptism. So I was available and it just made sense for me to do it. I didn't want her to have that added stressor of trying to find a photographer on such short notice since I was available. And so we moved family day to Saturday that week. Another thing to consider for me is how busy of a month is it? Like, have I been working every single weekend and not giving my family a lot of family time? Or has it been a slower month? So one Sunday and switching to a Saturday for family day won't make a big difference. Those are all things that I consider. And it's because I go back to my core values and it tells me in my core values that I wrote years ago that Sundays are for my family and for my rest and for my own sanity and so that I can come and serve my clients well on the other days. Seasonal boundaries also are super important in business. In businesses, we have busier and slower seasons, so our boundaries need to adjust to these seasons. Now, if your business, you know, doesn't have a slower / busier season, that's okay too. You can maintain the same things throughout the season. But I find that, like, with photography, it's important for me to adhere to seasonal boundaries just because, like, the fall can be so crazy for us. It's one of the busier times for photography, and so I have blackout dates that I do not schedule anything at all. This is to give myself and my family my full attention while still navigating the busy season. And in the winter, I don't have to schedule any blackout dates simply because the demand is so much less. Over the last couple of years, I've really tapered off on my December obligations. I used to photograph a lot of like holiday parties and stuff like that. But with the pandemic happening and whatnot, those gatherings have minimized. So I never really got back into them this year. And I feel like the world is still adjusting back to normal. So December was just a busier season for me. And then, I'm sorry, a slower season for me. And then January and February are generally pretty slow for me. Nobody wants to be outside doing photos. I'll get a couple people here and there, and then I'll have brand sessions. The winter is just slower, so I don't have to have boundaries of blackout dates and stuff like that in those seasons. Another thing to consider is, like, the summertime, the days are lighter, longer, so I can start much earlier in the day doing sunrise sessions and work later into the evening doing sunset sessions. So again, that just takes a different set of boundaries. Boundaries can be as detailed as you want. Like for me, I don't take on any pro bono work unless it's completely aligns with my schedule and can be piggybacked on another client's schedule. So if I have a friend or somebody who asks me, hey, can you just do photos for us? Like just a quick session, you know, a mini session or whatever. I will only take that on if they're available directly following or directly before another photo session, because I don't want to get a sitter or disrupt my family time just to go out for a quick 20 to 30 minute session. Now, generally, I don't offer like actual mini sessions per se, but I have a couple returning clients who I do allow to take advantage of this, again, as long as it falls within some very strict parameters. Another thing that I do is it has to align with like my long-term goals and be beneficial to me. So I used to do a lot of styled photo shoots, and it was a big investment not only in time and money and resources for like editing and the promises I'd make to other vendors, but it was also hugely beneficial for my business. And so it worked really, really well for me for my long-term goals. Not only did it give me a portfolio, it allowed me to get to know other vendors and see them like doing hands-on work so that I could refer them to my clients and whatnot. But I don't really do styled shoots anymore because they're no longer of a benefit to my business. I find that that time is better used in other areas like administrative things. The funds are better for putting towards a virtual assistant and other help within the business. And so a couple years ago, that was the main thing I did and it was wonderful. And now I've changed and I don't, one of my boundaries is not taking on that pro bono work. Now, one thing to say about pro bono work is this is with the exception of organizations that I help. I do serve a couple different organizations that are there for families who struggle, like Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep, which is for stillbirth families, and just a couple others that have extenuating circumstances. And so that pro bono work is totally different. Like we recently photographed this young girl who, it's hard to explain, but she was having a battle with cancer and it was her birthday and it was just hugely important. But with the pandemic and stuff, we didn't want to risk her getting sick or anything. So we had to wait for good weather and stuff like that. But like those sort of things don't sit the same as what I said before with pro bono work. These circumstances are much more unique and it's more like a passion project. So now the last thing about boundaries is that you got to communicate them. Most people will take advantage of whatever they can. So if a client gets a response outside of your office hours, they won't think any more of it. Be sure to communicate with your clients what your boundaries are and what your limits are. So for me, if I have a client who texts me or messages me on Instagram, I almost always try to redirect them back to email, specifically because I communicate to them like that's what I use when I pull up your wedding day timeline and questionnaire. Like I go back through our emails just to make sure that I'm not forgetting anything. And so email is just a much better way for me to communicate. So I communicate that to my clients so that they know why. This can be as simple as an automatic reply, letting them know when to expect a response from you. It can be as detailed as an FAQ packet when you onboard a new client. Posting your office hours online, explaining that you don't book clients on Sundays or whatever day it is that you keep to yourself. And also being honest with yourself, because I know that when I first made my core values and my mission statement, I didn't always honor them as much as I should have. And I would always justify doing sessions on Sundays. And so I wasn't being honest with myself. And if I'm not being honest with myself, then others aren't going to respect those boundaries either. Like if you don't respect your own boundaries, then no one else is going to. So just make sure that you're being super intentional, being honest with yourself, and encouraging others to respect those boundaries. Boundaries are so essential. Protect your time, your energy, and your business. Okay, guys, thanks for tuning in on today's episode for Setting Boundaries in Business. I'm Katie, your host of Ginger Biz, the podcast. And until next time, keep on diving in.